And our final psychic for the night, Angela Moore, joins us. She's been featured on Court TV's Psychic Detectives. So we're going to be back with her in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Psychic Angela Moore has been featured on Court TV's Psychic Detectives on public radio. Angela is often referred to as the hillbilly psychic. Angela helps others through insight and encouragement. Here she is on Coast to Coast. Hey, hillbilly psychic, how are you?
Hey there, I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. Why do they call you that?
Well, you know, there's probably many, many reasons, but probably mostly because I just come from the foothills of North Carolina, and I tend to be just a plain old ordinary person, and it just kind of fits.
Now, in Missouri and Indiana, they call hillbillies Hoosiers, so you would also be the Hoosier psychic out of Missouri.
Well, I could live with that.
Tell me about yourself, Angela.
Well, there's not much to tell. You know, I basically am just a regular person. I just seem to be a little more sensitive than most people, which can be kind of a good thing because it enables me to be sensitive and therefore maybe helpful to others. But it could also be a bad thing because you're constantly being, you know, freaked out by spirits or this or that, you know, whatever's going on around you. So it's kind of a little bit of both. But fortunately, I've been able to help other people, and that seems to, I guess, make it worth it.
Tell us about your gift. How did you get it?
Well, I was born this way. I sure wouldn't go out of my way to get it. And I'll tell you that right now because it does make you, I mean, you know, I think I'm pretty well normal as far as the way I feel things and stuff like that. But it makes you kind of not normal, too, because you're not as able to handle so much as, you know, maybe people can because you're so sensitive to stuff.
Sure.
But, you know, I was born this way. My family's this way. You know, I think all people are naturally this way, but I think that most people, like when they're 5 or 6 years old, they kind of shut down, and maybe they always will have psychic moments and flashes. You know, everybody does, you know, but with some people, it just really doesn't shut down that much, and then there you are. You're just always picking up stuff, and you got to learn how to deal with it or use it to your advantage, you know, one way or the other.
Do you specialize in any particular type of psychic work?
No, sir, I'm a person who just sees what it does, whatever's in front of me, because I feel that's the best way. I feel like my personality, you know, I like variety, I like different kinds of things, but I basically just kind of trust the universe to send to me whatever I need to do at whatever time. So basically, I just end up talking with individuals for the most part, helping them kind of sort out their dilemmas or whatever. And, you know, I don't tell people now, you have to do this or you have to do that. I mean, sometimes, you know, I want to. Sometimes I thought I'd like to medicate a few people, too, but, you know, I can't. But I try to help them understand or see things from maybe a point of view to give them the knowledge or the insight or whatever it is they need to make their own decisions. And, you know, I think that's so important because there's a lot of, you know, so-called psychic people out there. Maybe they're gifted, maybe they're not. But they want to have control over other people, and that's real bad, you know, because once you start trying to control or dictate to other people or even worse, you try to manipulate or seduce them to make them do what you want them to do, then you're going down a real bad road. So people have to be real careful, you know, when they go see somebody, that they're seeing somebody that is basically helping them see for themselves, not somebody that's going to take over and do it for you. But, you know, I do all kinds of stuff, a little bit of everything.
What does Angela Moore see these days? What's out there?
Oh, man, I tell you, I get kind of worried a little bit, and I'm not going to lie to you, Ms. Norrie, because I think that a lot of what's going to happen to us is going to be determined on our choices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to always be careful because if you put your energy into fear, you're going to go down a bad road, right? Because you're going to create the very thing you're afraid of. And I think if we put energy into a hopefulness, we're more likely to have a better outcome in general. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I feel like I got a little story here to tell you about what's going to be happening. I work best sometimes with analogies. Is that all right with you?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, I want you to think about that movie, Wizard of Oz, and I'm going to be honest with you. I honestly believe this was given to me to tell you this little story. I believe it with all my heart.
All right.
For the people. And this will apply to some individuals in their personal life. But I want you to think of that movie, Wizard of Oz, okay? And we've been going down the yellow brick road. Everybody's all right. We're all happy and everything. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves right in the middle of some woods, and it's a scary place. You know, you got all these dangers lurking around. And how could we end up here when we were doing what we were supposed to do? We were on our path, but yet this path took us here, evidently on purpose. Maybe it's part of a greater cycle in life. And so here we are on this road. And now we're at a crossroads in this dark place, in this forest. And neither one of them any good. You know, one of them's going to lead you to a place of maybe the witch's place, and the other one's the haunted forest. But either way, it looks like a lot of trouble. Now, here's the thing. These paths are kind of close together to begin with. Now, one path is going to be maybe more drawn out, more easily managed. It's going to be a path that, you know, you can kind of handle better and things not so bad. But even that path goes through this dark forest, and there's not much way around it. The other path is a lot more difficult and a lot more intense and a lot more troublesome, okay? Now, right now, we're on that path. We're on the path that leads to a lot more troublesome and a lot more intensity. And it's got to be a path that could be very, very hard. But what we can do is we can still have time to step off of this path and step onto the other one, which could be a little less difficult or a little more at least drawn out, so we have more time to manage things. But how we get off this path, I think it has to do with intention. It has to do with, you know, saying, you know, I'm not going to be afraid of my future. I know I'm here for a purpose. I know I'm being on this road because I'm supposed to be on this road. And I know no matter what, I've got the tools. I'm going to have tools I need to fight these things and get where I need to be. I'm going to be guided and given what I need to be given to get out. But like I said, it feels to me like we might have a choice, but down the road, we won't. Down the road, these paths will be so wide that whatever we've done, whatever we've decided, that's where we're going to be. But right now, there's still a chance. And the way we get off that road is through, again, hopefulness, joyfulness, and love, and confidence in our higher self, our God, and our power. Now, here's the thing. Eventually, both roads, we will make it. One way or other, we're going to make it. We're going to get out on the other side, okay? But then that's where you got to be even more careful, because that's when you're going to think, oh, everything's all right now. But that's when you hit the poppy field, and that's when we might come into a time, and I think I was given this word, a time of seduction, where we might be think, you know, oh, we can lay down now because it don't matter anymore. Everything's hunky-dory, you know, everything's okay. We can just forget about whatever we're going to do. And we might be guided by people who are not good people, who could be people who could be, again, I want to use that word seductive, but not true, not heartfelt.
Truly evil people, huh?
Thank you, thank you. And that's why we got to be real careful, because that's when we got to be alert, because if we get stuck there, it might be a real, real long time before we ever wake up and realize, good gosh, I've been stuck here for years and I didn't even know it. The thing is, at this point, we got to keep your eyes on where you want to go. You got to keep your eyes on Emerald City. You got to remember, wait, I need to be over there. And if we keep our eyes on where we're supposed to be, we won't fall down. We won't get sleepy. We won't falter. But it's really important that people remember, you got to remember where you're going. And where you're going is that place of hopefulness and of rebuilding and of having something, after all said and done, a whole lot better than what we ever started out with. And I honestly believe that was what I'm supposed to tell you all tonight. And I hope it makes some sense to you. Maybe if it don't now, it will a little bit later.
Are people beginning to feel very strange things these days? What are you picking up?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, you know, again, I think people have always, you know, always had intuitive, but a lot of times we get away from that because we're all involved in the technical world. You know, why do you want to go into the dream time to find something if you can go on the internet, you know? So we've lost that part of ourselves. But I kind of feel, and I know this sounds crazy, but now that I'm talking to you, to be honest, I feel like I'm right, that maybe things are getting activated in us, maybe turned on a little bit. And this just in, I honestly feel like there's something being activated in us where we're being made more aware of things that have maybe been going on around us forever, but we've just not noticed, we've not seen. And I think this newer generation being born now, they're going to be born with a heightened sense, almost a leap forward in evolution. They're going to be more able to handle a new world, a new way of being. I think they're going to be more insightful and all that. But now set that aside, but yes, whether or not we're just seeing it more, or whether we're seeing it more or whether it's happening more. Maybe it's debatable.
We could be more tuned into this. And
exactly,
we're
tuned into something that's maybe always been there. However, you know what? I think I'm going to have to say, though, yes, I think that that side, one of the many realms that surround us, it is more active because just judging from my email, you know, people are being bothered sometimes by spirits. And I think, too, Mr. Norrie, when we go through a period of growth or change, I think that causes a higher vibration, almost like if you drop a rock in the water and it makes, you know, ripples go out. Well, I think as we go through change, it raises our vibration and it'll cause the ripples to go out. And anything that's dormant or just kind of laying about, it's going to get activated. It's going to get stirred up and it's going to cause more activity. And, you know, as I said, because of this greater activity and because of our heightened awareness, we're going to be more aware of what we're seeing and feeling.
I've got a monitor in my studio here, Angela, in Los Angeles, and it allows me to look at the networks, the cable networks and otherwise, in the event there's a breaking story, so I can get additional information while I'm on the air. Just mm-hmm. as you were talking about ripples,
mm-hmm.
there were ripples in a commercial on that television set. That's mm-hmm. weird.
Well, there you are. You know, everything is connected. These little things like that, which, you know, by itself, it's no big deal. It's nothing, right? But when you start looking at all the coincidences, all the little things that connect, you know, things that, again, by themselves.
See, and I think, I don't believe in coincidences.
No, I don't either.
I think everything happens for a reason. Everything.
It does. Exactly. We may not know what that reason is sometimes. Sometimes we might know in hindsight, and sometimes what I think we may not know, but our soul knows. You know, let me tell you a little thing. This is so weird. I always see people in bunches. It never fails. I will have, like, a bunch of people, everybody will have the same birthday, and then they'll go away. Then I'll have another bunch, the same name or same birthday. It's usually birthdays, but often one day I had 5 Pats show up. I am not making that. How weird is that? Okay, now get this. I had one day people show up, 3 different ladies, totally unrelated, from 3 different counties, and every single one of them had the same job of a police dispatcher. I mean, what are the odds?
I remember once I was interviewing a George.
Uh-huh.
And we took a phone call from a George,
uh-huh.
and of course, I'm a George. And so at one split second, there are 3 Georges on the air all at the same time, and that was weird.
See, it is. And again, we may not, okay, at our conscious level, be able to say, okay, why am I hearing this name George so much? But, you know, just imagine, what if there are people out there that this name George actually resonates with them, it vibrates on some level that we're not even consciously aware of, but for whatever reason it did what it needed to do.
I'm going to say something based on my experience, my intuitive experience, too. I feel that there is something huge on the horizon.
Well, you know,
and I don't know, Angela, if it's good or tragic. I don't know that. You know, it could be the second coming or it could be an asteroid coming. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's huge.
Everybody is feeling it, Mr. Norrie. That is why everybody's so anxiety-ridden right now, and they're looking for security, and they're looking for their safe place. And, you know, a lot of people don't know exactly what their safe place is. But, you know, in my opinion, you're not wrong. This is what we're all feeling. Now, my concern is, though, is that we get so caught up in this that we and maybe even the judgment of whether it's good or evil. And I think what we might have to do is just say, you know what? What's going to happen is going to happen.
Right. I would call the Japanese tsunami huge, but it's not that feeling. I would call 9/11 huge. It could be that feeling.
Yep.
And you're
not talking tens of thousands of people. You're talking millions.
And if it was going to be great, you know, and nice for humanity, what could it be? A discovery, something like that? Maybe a landing of aliens? Who knows? But I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe all the above. Maybe all the above. Okay? Maybe it's not going to. Here's my feeling on it. And again, I feel, and I think I'm right now, that this doesn't have to happen, you know, right now. It can be delayed again, or it can be drawn out. But what if it's all the above? I actually picked up a little thought. You know, you get these random thoughts, and sometimes, you know, they're random thoughts, but sometimes you're actually picking up information out of the ether, you might say. And I had a weird thought one day. I thought, oh my gosh, the alien beings that are around us have respected us and not have interfered with our world, at least for, you know, the vast majority of us to know that. They may have been doing things behind the scenes. But anyway, I think that they may not have a choice to continue to respect our ignorance. Okay? I think that they may be forced into revealing more about their nature and what they are, because there may be yet another race of alien beings that could force the issue, you might say.
There's a group out there that believes October 21st, it's history time for a lot of us. What do you think of that date?
You know, I really don't hold to stuff like that. It's possible, but, you know, it could happen tomorrow. It could happen in, you know, 100 years. I do not really like to say this particular date because I really don't think that we really know that. It's possible, but I kind of think we need to live as if tomorrow, today, could be the day that we are needing to wake up and come to terms with what's around us. So I think we just need to live with today could be our day, you know, and just maybe that happens, maybe it don't.
Tell me a little bit more about this free choice we have.
Well, you know, I always think that we have a mixture of free choice and destiny. I mean, I think if we don't have at least some free choice, what's the whole point of this exercise? You know, there's got to be something in it for me to learn, so I must be given some ability to make some choices in order to have certain experiences which further my personal growth, right? Otherwise, again, I can't just think of that we're all pawns in some giant game, although maybe that's true. But I do think, and this is what I feel, that there are certain points of destiny, and these things are going to happen maybe no matter what. Maybe the timing, okay, the timing may be off or whatever, or flexible, but they're going to happen. And maybe sometimes the timing is not flexible, but there may be 100 different roads or paths or experiences that lead us to these particular points of destiny. And then sometimes I think we do have a free choice, but once the die is cast, it's cast. I mean, once it's like, you know, you drop a ball. Once that leaves your hand, gravity takes over, it's going to fall. Barring a miracle, it's going to fall. And right now it feels like there is a ball, and it's in hand, but the hand is almost let go.
All right, let me ask you a twofold question, Angela, here, before we go to the break. One, what do you see this year in this country?
Mostly, I'm just seeing increasing anxiety. I feel it's going to be all about security matters, money matters, how things that have to do with practical livelihood. It's a possibility, and nothing is set in stone, nothing, okay, because we don't really know. But I think there could be a lot of disharmony, unsettlement, and possibly even rioting. It just feels like a greater divide between the very, very wealthy and the very, very poor, and it's going to cause a lot of trouble. There is a plot probably out there, too, to bring some terrorist kind of activity either here and or abroad. I can actually feel this. I felt this earlier today. I actually felt three individuals. They probably are connected, but and I hope this will be thwarted, but I can actually feel, especially this one guy, and it's a stranger to me, but I can just feel this energy of somebody who is making a plan, and I do feel it happens with transportation.
What city do you know?
You know, I think it might be more than one city, but I do think the West Coast is looming, to be honest. But I think it might be more than one place. I think that maybe the whole thing. It may be more like little things rather than one big bang, little bangs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me, the previous psychic before this said some things. I want to quickly get your yes or no on it.
All right.
She says Mitt Romney, based on right now, will be elected president in November. Yes or no?
I don't get that.
You don't feel that? She says that the Carolinas will get hit by a huge hurricane in the fall.
That is a possibility.
Okay. She said Chicago, L.A., Madrid, Spain could have some kind of terrorist activity.
Yes, that feels fairly, when you said Madrid, that kind of popped. I do feel stuff like in, you know, obviously in Greece and in Europe. I mean, it's, that place is probably going to have some really big stuff, you know, again, with the riots. And I'm not saying Mr. Romney will not be president. I'm just not getting
You're
that.
Not feeling that.
Right now it feels more like a re-election of the current.
She thinks a major set of documents, maybe in a new book on the Kennedy family, will come out soon.
That's already probably in the works. And I'll tell you what we're going to have. We're going to have a repeat of everything we've already seen. We're going to basically have a repeat coming up, but it's going to be more intense. Now, I do feel that there may be some, you know, again, passing over some pretty well-known people, maybe more than one. I kind of feel almost like they're people that are going to be getting out, you might say, in order to help
out.
On the other side.
All right, stay with us, Angela. We're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, and we will take phone calls with Angela Moore on Coast to Coast AM. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, guess what? Friday into Saturday morning, open lines. And when we come back, we'll take your phone calls with the psychic, Angela Moore, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Last night, we're with psychic Angela Moore. Angela, I will never call you the hillbilly psychic.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate that.
Let's go to the phones. We'll go east of the Rockies. Jimmy in St. Louis. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
My favorite, George. How you been?
It's been a long time, my friend.
Good.
How you been?
Sir.
Good?
Oh, I'm surviving.
Super.
Everything's okay.
Good.
Yeah, I just had a quick question for Angela. She ever hear the term discernment? When I was a little kid, my mom used to say she had to power of discernment, where she could find things. It's kind of a hillbilly word, I guess.
Well, whenever I think of discernment, I usually think of being able to tell a good spirit more or less from a one that is not so good, and that's where I kind of get, you know, from that word. And I do think that we do need to have that gift before you go messing about in paranormal stuff, because, you know, it's so easy to get led astray, but we also need to have that just in our dealings with people. And as far as finding lost stuff, sometimes, you know what, I can do that. I'm scary good at it. And sometimes, you know, you might as well go ask a tree, because nothing comes. It just really is kind of random with me. Sometimes yes, and maybe not sometimes. And by the way, are you still there?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, because I can barely hear y'all. But just while we're on break, I wanted to say one more little thing about predictions. I do feel that there could be more attention coming from space. I actually think that the likelihood of an asteroid or an unknown heavenly body coming close or very close could be on the agenda. I actually have been predicting that for years, and I'm feeling
it
more and more.
Hmm.
Yeah, I actually feel a wave. Now, I'm telling you the truth. I'm like, I'm in the air, and I'm seeing, like, down below, and it looks like an invisible wave, but yet I can tell it's a wave. Like, you know, when you see lines come off the highway, you know I'm talking about heat waves.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Wavy.
Yeah. Mm. Except they're vertical rather horizontal. And I feel they're going out. And I think that's something that is going to be happening in addition. And also, this just in, I do feel that there is going to be a political figure on the agenda, probably a woman. I won't swear to it because this might be flexible, but whoever this person is will be very charismatic, very very seductive, but they're not bad necessarily. Bad. I don't know if they're good or bad, but I feel like they're important and will probably, I don't know, create a lot of mixed feelings, because people might be very drawn, but there's something inside them that makes them kind of afraid. Now, I'm not really sure what I'm getting here, but I'm just going to toss that out there because I am feeling it while I'm talking to you, so I think you need to know it.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Oregon City, Oregon. Elisa on the wild card line. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you tonight?
Okay, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Hi, Angela.
Hey.
Hi. My question was, would you say that overall being psychic has been more of a gift to you in your life or a curse? And a question regarding a lost diamond.
Diamond. Let's do the lost diamond first. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Possibly.
What I feel, and I think it's a diamond, and I could be wrong, but I do not feel lost. I want to say misplaced, and I want to feel like it's with other things, small things. At this point, I can't promise now. I don't promise anybody anything, but I think there's a high likelihood you're going to find it. I think you might be one of those things you're going to find when you're not looking. I don't think it's stolen. I feel like somebody might have been tempted or saw it, or maybe somebody else might have had something to do with misplacing. But
yeah,
right now, I'm sorry, I didn't hear
what's
you.
What's that, Elisa?
He had dementia towards the end, so it's very possible.
Okay, well, there you go. That's more than likely, because I do feel, like I said, somebody else in my family. See, it might show up in some really odd place, but I want to say it's with other small things for whatever reason, maybe even in a bathroom area, maybe. But regardless, it's one of those things I got a feeling the more you look for it, the less you're going to be likely to find it. But if you just let it go, you might just go right to it, and there it is. So you got a real good chance of recovering it because, again, it feels misplaced.
And nothing more frustrating than knowing you've lost something and you know it's probably there somewhere.
Oh, let me tell you what. I'm the queen of losing things, too. I'm better at finding other people's stuff than finding my own. But as far as it being a gift or a curse, I make my decision to let it to be a gift. I focus on believing that it has made my life better because I've been able to help other people. And that's got to be a gift, you know, to be able to help other people. So that's the way I look at it.
Becky's in my old hometown of Detroit, Michigan. First-time caller. Heard it was pretty hot there today, too, Becky, huh?
Oh, yes, George, 103 degrees.
Ugh, told my folks, stay in the house.
Absolutely, me and my dogs. I was calling tonight to see if Angela might have any insight as to where the budget crisis is heading for people on Social Security, and I heard some talk about bank accounts being confiscated from savings accounts and 401ks and Roths.
Okay, there's a lot of, I think, fear out there that doesn't belong. So at this point, I think you're going to be all right, okay? So,
good.
I mean, I do, in general, think we're all headed to hell in the handbasket as far as finances are concerned, okay? But I think a lot of this stuff is overblown, and I don't want you to worry. I think at this point, it's likely, you know, that people that are already set up are going to be okay. Now, people that are not already set up may have a more difficult time.
And we're all in this together, Angela, aren't we?
Yeah, there you are. Golly, Bum, I just had something else and I lost it. Well, I'll go back to it. If it's important, I'll come back. Go ahead.
All right. Anything else, Becky?
Thank you. Have a nice night, everybody.
Okay, you enjoy. Enjoy. Do you travel much, Angela?
Oh, no, I wish I did. I'm hoping that the future will afford me some opportunities to do that.
So what city are you in right now?
I'm in Marion, North Carolina, which is right next to Asheville, you know, where Josh Warren, you know him, he's right up the hill from me.
Were you born there?
Yes, sir, I was.
Yeah, Josh, good guy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the decent boys, as we say.
Mm-hmm. Let's
go next to Robert in Point Richmond, California, west of the Rockies. Robert, go ahead.
Hi, George, thank you.
Sure.
Hi, Angela. I have a couple of questions. One is serious and the other semi-serious. The first serious question is, we're coming up here on the anniversary of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge truth movement around 9/11 in this country and around the world for that matter. And I'm wondering if you're seeing any evidence that's coming out around the anniversary of 9/11 that really gives people a very different insight into what happened there. And the other question I have for you is I've got my own internet radio show, and I'm wondering if you're seeing that I could give George a run for his money one of these days.
Hey, you know what? Persistence pays off. So just keep going. You know, whatever you do, just keep being persistent.
How do we find your radio show?
It's on Blog Talk Radio. It's called The Daily Farcast, and it's Robert Phoenix.
Okay, I'd love to listen to it, Robert.
Thanks, George.
Okay.
And as far as the 9/11 goes, I do feel a tremendous amount of deceit with that whole scenario. I don't know if anything will be coming out the anniversary. I do think this anniversary, though, is going to trigger a lot of anxiety in people, and they're not going to know where it's coming from. And it is, in fact, going to be the anniversary syndrome kind of thing, where that's going to be, you know, we're going to be reminded of it. I don't know if any information, as I said, will come out right now, but I do think over time more and more will be made available. Again, I'm not sure of how deep the involvement is or whatnot, but I do think there was knowledge maybe beforehand, and maybe there was at minimum maybe heads turned, a blind eye
mm-hmm.
turned, basically.
Like, let it happen?
Thank you. That's what I don't want to say that, but you know,
say
I can't
it if you feel it.
I can't get past it.
Are you the kind of psychic, if you saw doom and gloom for somebody, would you tell them?
I would sandwich it between two nice things, but yes, sir, I would tell them. But I'm not going to go say to somebody like, "Ooh, you're going to drop dead tomorrow," unless I, honest to God, think.
Well, how would you handle this? You're talking to someone, you get this horrible feeling they're going to die in a car crash.
Oh God, that happened.
What do you tell them?
Well, I'm going to tell you two stories.
I tell them, hey, do me a favor, don't drive.
I'm going to tell you two stories. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. You might call somebody. You might say, no, you need to be careful when you drive. And I'm always saying that to people, you know, because I think that's just the mom in me. But, you know, you might just put that in somebody's head. And then they get to thinking, oh, my gosh, she thinks I'm going to wreck. And then you know what? They go out in the wreck. I actually did say that to somebody one time. Not they were going to die, but I said, you need to be really careful on the way home. They were not careful. They went off the road and into a stop sign.
Well,
or
what if their time is due? So maybe they don't die in a car crash. But maybe a refrigerator falls on
okay,
them.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a little story to illustrate exactly that, Mr. Norrie. I had this girl used to come see me, and I just loved her to death, okay? And she was like some awful place. I mean, she came from a real bad place, doing terrible things. And she came to see me, and I swear, I looked at her, and I knew this girl's going to get murdered. I couldn't see no way around it. And I told her, and I was blunt, and I didn't sandwich it, because I thought if I tell her this, exactly what you said, she's going to change her life. And so I told her, and I told her friends and stuff I saw happening to her. Well, this girl started growing and getting better and improving. Oh, my God, she was just turning, you know, she went to school. I was so proud of her. She changed her life completely. And one day, her friend that was with her called and told me that, you know, what I had told her had happened. And then this girl called me, and she just said, she just called and thanked me for all I'd helped her with. And, you know, every time she'd talk to me, she'd always say, "Do you still see that bad thing?" And I'd say, "Yeah, you know, I still see it, but I don't see it as much." And I really didn't see it as much. Well, anyway, she calls me, and she's talking to me, and she says, you know, how much she appreciated me. She's just really nice. And we hung up, and I thought, well, no, that's weird. She didn't ask me about the bad thing, like she always does. And then I thought, well, you know what? Maybe it's best she didn't ask me, because I still kind of feel it. But, you know, she's good now. You know, it's craziness. She's great. Honey, 3 days later, her husband shot and killed her, of all people.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, see, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I couldn't change it. But maybe because of that information, she did at least live the last years of her life productively. She resolved so much stuff. She had much more peacefulness and happiness. I mean, she was happy. And before, she was really bad. It was bad. Okay.
See, if death's at your doorstep, I don't think you can get away from it.
Well, you know, sometimes everybody's going to go, you know, but sometimes I think it can be delayed. It can be changed. But I've seen too many people, and I know that vibe. And sometimes you're not wrong, Mr. Norris. Sometimes it's part of your plan. And there it is.
Let's go to Pamela in Alberta, Canada, on the Wildcard Line. Hey, Pamela, hi. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hi, Angela. Blessings.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for calling.
Good. I called and I finally got through. Anyways, I just have a question for you, and I like the topic of your show because it's about fear and choices and, you know, everything is a choice.
Free will.
Right. It's all free will, free mind, free spirit, whatever. But how do you keep somebody from your past from stalking you? How is that?
A court order.
No, besides a court order, because what if you've tried that and for years that you don't hear, and then ba-bang, it starts all over again.
And they show up, and the court order's expired, right? So,
yeah. And sometimes, and you know, there's a lot of crazy people out there, and you can court order the heck out of them. They're going to do what they're going to do. You just have to really take every precaution that you can. Now, you can look at this from a spiritual level. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
You can, from a spiritual level, you can look at this and say, okay, maybe you and this person, even if it were a stranger even, could be, have a soul contract where you agreed to come and have this human experience and learn about what it is to have this type of experience in this way and how to resolve it. But sometimes you just have to do, as Mr. Norris said, you have to really get the law on your side. You have to be super careful. Now, there's a technique that you can even use where you can imagine that you're connected to them by a band of light, where you kind of meditate and you imagine you're pulling that out and sending it back to them. Now, that may sound hokey-pokey to some people, but
no,
it don't hurt.
No, it's like taking the purple ribbon and cutting the strings, right?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It don't
hurt
a thing to try. So you can do these metaphysical things to help you break that bond. But, you know, when it really comes down to your personal physical safety, you kind of got to get real in the physical world too, and you have to really just be very alert. You might even need to get somebody to you know, protect you for a while. Now, I'm going to give you one more kind of technique. Now, I want you to get really calm, and I want you to get in a meditative type state, and I want you to talk to this person directly, spirit to spirit, and I want you to tell them, I need you to stop. I need you to back off. I need you to find something else to do. It won't hurt, and it might help. That is what you call a backdoor to the soul. And there's a lot of things that people are capable of doing in a psychic or spiritual way that we're not even aware of. But do that meditative technique and talk to them and do these things. But then I want you to focus on other things in your life and get on with your life. But do be kind of wary and look over your shoulder just a little bit until this guy, you know, gets a grip and moves on. Eventually, I think he will move on. But right now, to be honest, I do think you want to be vigilant, okay?
Let's hope so. Let's go next to Alan in Rockford, Illinois. Go ahead, Alan.
Hello, George. I'm a first-time caller.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
You've introduced me to a lot. And Angela, you inspired me to call today, so I appreciate that as well.
There you go.
Thank you. Questions I have are is, how can you advise an individual that's recently discovered the ability to decipher vibrations in their life? And specifically, like, can you provide avenues of research or perhaps publications or books to read?
Surely. Now, I tell you what, whenever a person is ready to learn about this stuff, it's kind of amazing how information will kind of work its way to you. But you can go just to basically any bookstore, just peruse things and be open to possibilities. Now, you can go to my website, it's free, so I'm not trying to say nothing, and get a guide for intuitive living and just read that. It'll give you some exercises that you might try. But you can basically you just kind of put out that energy to the universe. It's just show me what I need to do. But the main thing with this kind of stuff is you pay attention and you learn by trial and error. Whenever you have something come to you, whenever you recognize something, whenever you feel something, you know, take notice of how that feels to your body when you feel that. You know, what does it feel like? How does it, you know, what does that mean? And then you know, affirm to yourself, like you have a vibration, something's going to happen, it happens. You know, remind yourself, okay, I felt this, I knew this was going to happen, because that kind of teaches you on, you know, how to discern one feeling from another, see? So basically it's just about paying attention and kind of trial and error, but when you're ready for the teacher comes, just like you tonight, turning on the radio and here we are talking now,
Amen.
Just like this. This right tonight, this second, I'm your teacher, but there'll be other teachers come to you, and it will happen naturally without that much effort if you're open to it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your guidance.
Okay,
Alan, right.
I'm glad. First-time caller. There you go. Let's see. Time for maybe one more. Maybe. Just maybe, Laverne in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We'll squeeze you in. Go ahead, Laverne.
Yes, about this royal wedding between that Kate and William,
mm-hmm.
I don't see any chemistry. What do you think about that? And also, the other night I had a dream about airplanes were just falling out of the sky left and right. So what's that all about?
I don't know about that, but the royals never have chemistry. They're dull people by and large.
Well, I think that they did.
The elitists are always dull.
I think that they do have chemistry, but I think even more than chemistry, I think they have something kind of better. I think they have a friendship. And I think it's that kind of thing that gets you through it when the infatuation wears off. And what I think these two have like a long history. And I think so what we're not seeing is that new in love excitement kind of thing, you know, that you have with new love. But I think, you know, we just didn't get to see that because that happened in private. And what we see now is a more settled kind of you know, I kind of know where you are. I kind of know you and get you settled kind of love, which, like I said, I think that's the kind of love that kind of gets you through the long haul.
And planes from the sky, Angela.
I tell you what, now that could be an anxiety dream, and I hope it's an anxiety dream, but I'm not going to rule out that you're having a psychic vision because that is not outside the realm of possibilities, as unfortunately we have learned.
All right, my friend Angela, thank you so much for being on the program, all right?
Thank you so much for asking me.
Angela's website, it's linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Don't forget on our next program, Friday night into Saturday morning, you know what that means. Open lines because it's Friday on Coast to Coast. And don't forget, text us because Tom will be in there with his special phone, and he'll pass on some of your text questions as well. For Dan Galante, Michelle Lee, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.